This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Show Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Welcome to the weekend, and what a spectacular start weather-wise. And by the time we get to Tuesday, the high will be 69 degrees. Meanwhile, a lot going on in and around the city. And yesterday, the Westmoreland Food Bank, which served about 5 million meals in 2024, had a very special kickoff event. And joining us is Director Jennifer Miller. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
You must be a little pumped up today.
I am. It was a great start to the morning after an awesome day yesterday.
While we all hope the need decreases, in reality, the expansion plan will help all the way around. So walk us through what you're going to do.
Well, it's really exciting. And yes, I agree. We totally wish that the need would go down. Unfortunately, we're not seeing that at this time. So, one of the things that we value even more so than community support and community involvement is our volunteers. And one of the things that is the main focus of the expansion is our new volunteer center. Right now the volunteers share space with our staff. They don't have a large area to do their work. They don't have a place to put their things, that they bring with them. And this volunteer center is going to give them a home away from home, for lack of a better word, a place to, to relax in the morning before they get started on their shift, a place to get orientation for our newer volunteers to make them feel welcome. It's just a space all of their own. We're going to have lockers and different things that will make them feel safe, feel appreciated. And we're really looking forward to that portion of the expansion, along with the extra area that they will have to do their work. And it'll be safer for them. It'll be a little bit more roomy. So we're really excited about that. We're also doubling the size of our cooler. If the pandemic didn't teach us anything, it was that we needed more space for cooler products, especially fresh produce. During the pandemic, we had to actually refuse some fresh produce because we weren't able to fit it all into our coolers. And a lot of that was because of pre-packing boxes on top of getting those fresh produce donations in. So this will allow us the even bigger space to get more of that type of product out to our community. It's very exciting to be able to have this opportunity, thanks to the county commissioners and Congressman Reschenthaler.
Jennifer, why is the demand for food continuing this far past the pandemic when it spiked?
Well, really, it's the prices of food. Right now, as we all know, when we go to the grocery store, it costs us so much more than it used to. And, you know, really we're seeing a lot of people that have never had to ask for a hand up before. And they're coming to us and saying, I just need something to get me past this, whatever their this is. And it's mostly because of the grocery prices, the gas prices, the basically the cost of living. So we're seeing more people that have never had to come to us before. And, you know, there's a myriad of reasons why people are not able to afford what they get. But a lot of times it's because they're not making a living wage. You know, there's jobs out there, yes, but sometimes they're just not what it takes to make sure that they have what they need to live. And that is one of the many reasons why we're seeing more people now than ever.
We're with Director Jennifer Miller, the Westmoreland Food Bank. So where will this expansion take place and how long do you anticipate it taking?
Well, we're hoping that the weather cooperates. And if the weather cooperates, hopefully by this time next year, we will be able to be talking to you about a ribbon cutting, you know, and being able to welcome people in to see the addition, the new things that are happening. Ideally, you know, next year, yes, at this time it'll be done, but it must be done by the end of 2026. And that is according to funding guidelines.
Well, congratulations and thank your team for the work you do every day to feed our families in our community, in your case, Westmoreland County. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Larry, and thank you again for having me on. I appreciate it.
You got it. Jennifer Miller, the director of the Westmoreland Food Bank. And again, last year they served 5 million meals.
My goodness. You know, it is a great thing what Jennifer's talking about, the expansion. They want to be able to help people, but it's also kind of bittersweet, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need food banks.
Yeah.
I assume that we'll always need some level, but the demand is still very high. So to her point, don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, not everybody after the pandemic started prospering again right away. Most of us did, but there's a significant number of people, as she pointed out, who can't afford things at the new higher prices.
And as always, for those that don't know, these food banks are all tied in, and they're very efficient with how they do things, how they acquire the food, and how they distribute it. So if you can help your neighbor, as always, please do. And we know this region is as generous as any in the country. NASCO Roofing Instant Access, you can click us at email. It's easy, instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Give us your thoughts, questions, opinions. It's a great resource. That's instantaccess@kdkradio.com. By the way, this afternoon, listen for The Drive at 5. These are the top stories of the day, each and every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the Yellow Van. Paul, were you in a band at school? Were you in the high school band?
No, just the chorus. Just choir.
See.
Yep.
I know Erin was in the band. She, well, sort of. You played the flute, but you were a cheerleader at Gateway High School, right?
Yes. I didn't do marching band. I did the class band. So, you know, we did Christmas concerts, spring concerts, but I didn't do marching band.
Well, I can tell you two things. And not that it's left a permanent scar, but singing in the chorus in grade school. And at one point, we were getting ready for the big Christmas show. And one of the nuns came up to me and went, shh, 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 shh. Just mouth the words, Larry.
The last time you told me that, I was in disbelief.
Yeah, but you know, the crazy thing is you turned out to be a fine singer.
Right. She came after you for no reason.
But I got to tell you, honestly, it took a while because it was just in my mind, well, you can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
What you think about yourself, right? Right.
The power that coaches and teachers have on a daily basis. My son has been both. And I told him, there are few jobs where what you say or do can last a lifetime. You can change lives in a positive way or negative way.
You're absolutely right. Let me just call out right now the director of my choir, Paul Ritter is his name. He changed my life. I bring What I learned in rehearsals, we did a two-period rehearsal. It was grueling. But I learned how to work hard and be part of a team there, and it served me well all through my career. And what I learned from him, many other great things, but he motivated me to be good.
And how cool is it? You have to practice sight reading, where they put the sheet of paper in front of you. And, you know, my band director at the time, he just said, all right, we're just going to go. And it teaches you how to learn on the fly.
Yep.
How to, you know, create one body of sound. It's really cool. And with marching band, our coworker Andy, I know one of his kids is in marching band, but you have like a little notebook of like almost coordinates that you have to follow to create these beautiful visions during halftime.
While you're staying in formation, you also have to have the music flat.
Exactly.
Wow, what a that's great.
Multitasking at its finest.
What I'm seeing now is they have their iPhones on an attachment in some cases where they use that instead of the old paper one.
Right.
So Gateway High School, your alma mater. The band director is Ryan Mosser, and we were going to check in with him. So he's busy in the band room.
He is busy in the band room. I was hoping that he said he was good to go, but you know what? We'll talk through it.
Well, look on Gateway's, it says Gateway High School staff, and then when I say Trib Live, great potential, students impress new Gateway band director, and there's a young gal playing the flute.
Right. Guys, I have to tell you this hysterical story. Are you ready? I'm in middle school, and I don't know if this is how you guys got into playing instruments, but a kid came in randomly in my middle school class. Does anyone want to play an instrument? I raised my hand. I want to play the flute. Okay. I'm doing private lessons. Really didn't care at all. I didn't learn how to play. I faked it all the way through middle school. My freshman year, my band director's last name, we called him Mr. Reed. That was his real last name. My freshman year, we had midterms in his office and we had to play major scales. And he asked me to play and I looked at him and was like, deadpan, silent. Yeah, I'm like, right. I don't know how to play any of this. And he literally was like, well, you're going to learn after this. And I worked my way up to first seat.
You know, for me, the most scary experience that I had like that was after I graduated, I was trying out for the University of Montana choir. And what they did there, the auditions where you walked in and there were two or three people and a piano. And they handed you music you'd never seen before and told you, nail this. Mm-hmm. Your first time through sight reading. Wow. I mean, where I came from, we did everything by rote. We learned how to sight read, but, you know, without any rehearsal. And I'm happy to say that I made the choir first chair right off.
Well, you have a great voice. I
yes.
can see that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was, at one point, I don't know what grade it was, the nun said, let me see your hands. I put my hands out, and she goes, oh, no. You don't have the fingers to play the violin. I'm like, I didn't want to play the violin.
You're like, not my first choice. Thank you, though.
But, you know, I'm staring right now at some musical talent out in the newsroom. And
oh,
we're going to
wow.
treat you in our 7 o'clock hour. He's gone viral. Pat Septak.
Hey, guess who's going to be at the Italian Days playing this weekend up in Butler?
Now, my question is he conflicted? We're very close to Oktoberfest. Will he be wearing lederhosen to
at the Italian Festival?
Italian
That's
Fest
an interesting
in
thought.
Butler.
But Pat Septak is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices
at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Very busy man these days. He's in demand.
I can't remember, and we'll ask him if he was in a band. Pat, were you in the band? No? You could have been. I tried out for the band, but they didn't want a harmonica. By the way, bands are a big draw for high school football games, for sure. Football here in the Berg. It's 7:36. I'm Larry Richard on the Big K Morning Show. And we are looking forward to a special night, our second annual KDK Radio Kickoff Classic live at the Wolf Arena with two big games tonight, three tomorrow. And for a preview, Hall of Fame writer with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and part of our team, Mr. Mike White. Michael, good morning.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. This is it. Week zero. And I thought I'd snag you real quick before you're out and about. Oh, nice. To get a little preview of the five games. So let's start North Allegheny Woodland Hills.
Yeah, it's the first of five. First off, whoever, put the schedule together for your class or segment, it's really good. It is really good. I think you got one of the best games of the early part of the season. But NA Woodland Hills is, NA's people probably think they're a little down this year. I still think they'll be okay. Woodland Hills is one of the most exciting players in WPIL in probably 25, 30 years. And Scoop Smith, he was our athlete of the year last year there. And he's only 5'5", but he is Mr. Excitement. That's a good game there. And then followed by LaSalle College High School and Central Catholic. This is one of the best games, I think, of the early part of the year. We have Central Catholic ranked number two. And LaSalle, number three in the state. Central's, they're loaded. I did a story in their offensive line. It averages 6'5", 285 pounds.
That's high
like
school.
College line. Yeah, that's like a college line. And they have other, on defense, Colson Gatton going to Duke, Ashton Blatt going to North Carolina. But LaSalle has a kid ranked the number one player in the state, Joey O'Brien, a receiver, defensive back going to Notre Dame. They have another offensive lineman going to Notre Dame. They have a quarterback going to Missouri. Great matchup. And they beat St. Joe's Prep last year. So Central's going to have their hands full.
All right, McKeesport and Delaware Valley kick it off tomorrow of three games. How's McKeesport this year?
They've got a player, one of the highest-rated players we've had in WPIL since Terrell Pryor. Keemon Spell, a running back, is rated the number one junior running back in the country by a couple scouting sites. He's big. He's fast. He's even better. They scrimmaged Central last week, and I talked to a couple Central players and the coach. And the coach, Ryan Lehmeyer, told me he might be the best running back he's seen in years. So really a player to be excited about. He's already committed to Penn State. Delaware Valley is an eastern part of Eastern Pennsylvania team, but I'm telling you, Keemon Spell is a special guy.
All right, Steel Valley in the house, Westinghouse.
There's a house on the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, Steel Valley's Deron Barksdale going to Pitt, but Westinghouse, there's still people forgot about them, I think, because they lost in the state quarterfinals last year, got blown out. But they're Class A from the City League, the pride of the City League. They're really good. They've got a kid, a sophomore lineman, already has an offer from Pitt. Quarterback who transferred from West Mifflin, who started as a freshman, Zamir Ismaili. And really good matchup, but I like Westinghouse.
And rounding it out, Elizabeth Forward will take on West Mifflin.
West Mifflin has a junior running back, Armon Hill. Very, very good. Already committed to West Virginia. Elizabeth Ford, kind of those team, one of those teams that has been really good the last few years, except they can't get over the hump and win that championship. But they're pretty good. Really good matchup.
Hey, we're lucky to have you as part of our team for coverage with Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee, Donnie Football, and everybody with our Friday Night Lights. Mike White, Hall of Famer. Read all about it in the Post-Gazette. All right, partner, enjoy the day.
Thanks, Lear. Take care, buddy.
And by the way, you can get tickets, $13 per or weekend pass for $25 at kdkradio.com. That said, the excitement of high school football also comes with the band. And making news is Ryan Moser, who is the Gateway Band Director. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Not as good as you, apparently. You've got
yeah.
You've discovered some real talent, and it must take a lot, though, to put together a marching band. That's a coordination. I love in the summer when you start hearing the bands around the region start to practice. It's like a harbinger of the fall.
Oh, it's definitely a reminiscent thing from when I was a student and continuing on. It's just part of the season, and it's fun to come back to school and get going on a very successful football season as well.
How many band members will Gateway have this year?
Currently, we have 66 band members, and that's including our color guard, our front ensemble, and the winds and percussion on the field.
And how do you decide for the halftime? You're a limited time, right? You got to stay within the guardrails of that time. What songs you're going to perform or what the theme will be for a season?
Well, we take some careful consideration on what our theme's going to be. Our marching band is a competitive marching band, so we also do our own season outside of football. And our season usually is, four or five different competitions that we play at. And we try to pick music that is challenging and interesting to the audience themselves. We've incorporated a lot more popular songs within our shows lately. This year's featuring some music from Pink Floyd and Radiohead.
Oh, I like that. Aaron, did you know Aaron went to Gateway and she did play the flute, but she didn't play in the marching band. She was also a cheerleader. She's multitasking.
Oh, wow.
I played for Mr. Reed, Ryan.
Oh, no way. That's great.
Yes.
His name's on the building.
Exactly. That's what I told them. It was a great time. Truly. We played September. I remember that.
We still do play September in the stands.
That's amazing. Really excited for you guys this season, for sure.
Yeah. When you talk about competitive band performances, Ryan, so what will that mean for this year?
For this year, it is we belong to a Pennsylvania Interscholastic Marching Band Association, which is a group of schools, mostly in Allegheny County, that get together about 7 or 8 weeks of the fall, where we have these competitions at different schools. Gateway is actually hosting one of those on October 11th. And these competitions are where bands of a similar size perform for judges, and we are scored, and the score determines whether or not you are the top or the bottom of your section.
Well, good luck this year, and many people really enjoy you create the ambiance of Friday Night Lights, so we'll look forward to Gateway's performance.
Great, thank you so much.
Yeah, where are you going to be? Where's your first performance? I think you're on the road at State College, the football team, tonight.
Yeah, that's a far one for us, so the band is not traveling for this one, but we are going to send our football team off later today from the school. But our next football game is at home against North Allegheny on the 29th.
Ryan Moser, band director at Gateway, all the best this year. Thanks for taking time. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
What is one of the last things you expect to see at 1:30 in the afternoon on Green Tree Road in Scott Township?
Yeah, carjacking, brazen, masked gunmen get out of vehicles and get a driver out of a Jaguar in front of all these witnesses, some who took photos, but again, they had masks on.
The president, Larry, is making an announcement at the White House today at noon. Speculation in D.C. now about the possible topic.
Well, tariffs have been a huge topic. Could it be a deal's been made with China or Canada? Or is there any movement on a meeting between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky?
Yep. And the Steelers won their last preseason game, 19-10 to Carolina. After the game, Mike Tomlin shared his assessment of the team's performance.
We turned the ball over there early. The tackling was shaky at best at times. I think they had 100 yards rushing at the half, and that's just kind of indicative of how poor the tackling was at times. And so we got some things to work on.
Oh, yeah. But that, here's the good news. They have plenty of time to work on it. They do not play until Sunday, September 7th. In New Jersey against the Jets.
And there were high points. Skylar Thompson had a good game with a lot of passes. I think 11 of 13 completed and a touchdown. And then you had a place-kicking performance. 4 field goals for a former Pitt player.
Ben Saul's good for him. He probably won't replace Chris Boswell. However, he has put himself on the national spotlight.
I think teams looking for place-kickers might be interested.
And one other note. Draft pick Derek Harmon was carted off the field, but the hope is he was on the sidelines after laughing it up. He'll have an MRI today to decide if there's any serious damage. They hope not. A sprain to the knee. They hope that's all it is.
Yeah, that Mike Tomlin said it was a knee sprain of some description.
Gotta love that. Thanks, Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.